Hey now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And I have our favorite wealth counselor, one here on the line with us today, because we are talking about legacy. We are talking about harvest. We are talking about the vision for 2020. And we cannot do that without having a proper plan in place. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes to the roundtable. Good afternoon, Attorney Stokes. How are you?
Good afternoon, Lynn. How are you?
I am excellent. I am excited because, you know, Deidre, I think people are really ready. I think that we have had enough of it all, and folks are really trying to get to the next level. And I think right now there are two really, really big things happening for people. One, obviously, taxes is a huge issue. The more money you make, the more the IRS wants to take. Let me repeat, the more money you make, the more the IRS wants to take. And I am consulting with so many people really across the country who are trying to figure out what to do. And I tell people all the time that taxes is not something that happens once a year. Taxes is a strategy. The tax issue is a strategy, and it's something that you have to be thinking about every day, all the time. The other thing, Deidre, and I think it's the thing that we think is supposed to have control over us, but really we have control over it. And the second thing is our estate. So what we do with our taxes, what we do with our estate, ultimately impacts our ability to not only create and generate wealth, but to maintain wealth. And so you have been a champion of estate planning. And so I want to get right into it. And Attorney Stokes, if you could tell us, why is estate planning important? We've heard you talk about this before, but, you know, just really quickly, can you share with us, why is estate planning necessary?
So estate planning is necessary so that you maintain and keep control of your assets and where they go, where they're going to be distributed, how they're going to be managed during your lifetime, meaning when you don't have the capacity to do so, or when you pass away. So think of it that you're still in control even when you're mentally not in control, or you're not in control because you're no longer living.
Got it. So being in control, I think people often think, you know, if I deal with this, I think they almost feel like they're going to die if they deal with it. But the truth is, your wealth is going to die if you don't. And so I have had, you know, we don't like to talk about money. We talk about everything else. I mean, we talk about everything else, but we don't like to talk about money. And so I've had some questions come in because this is an ongoing process. People are living by the 10, 10, 30, 50. They're trying to spend less money, get more money, get their money back, get their taxes straight. But the area where people still have difficulty is actually dealing with the issues in their estate, because they feel like they're going to hurt people's feelings. People are going to be mad at them. So one of the questions that I got, Deidre, Attorney Stokes, is this. I am single and I have two children. I work, rent my home, and have a little something in a 401k and a life insurance policy with beneficiaries. I'm good, and I don't think I need any estate planning. So people feel like if they are working, they got their retirement plan, they have their life insurance policy, they figure, I'm good. I don't need anything else. They actually think that is the estate plan. Can you speak to that?
Well, first and foremost is that people think that people are going to pass away in chronological order. And so that they're going to get hurt in chronological order. And what do I mean by that is that because I'm older, I'm going to get hurt first. I'm going to be incapacitated first. And so before the people that I love or that I'm leaving or that I want to provide for, they're going to be next. However, people don't plan for, and we're not doing any planning. We're not calling on things to happen, but things happen. So, unfortunately, tragedies occur. It occur maybe when you're in a car, maybe with a child. So you need some direction on what to do if, let's say I'm in an accident and I'm temporarily incapable of handling my affairs and my child is in a car with me as well. We're both hurt. So if you had a trust that indicates who's going to maintain those things, your beneficiary forms are not going to even come into play because you haven't died. You haven't passed away. So what's in place to say during that period of time that you're living, but you're incapable of handling and managing those items for your loved ones if you have small, you know, dependents, small children? So who have you said that they can step into my shoes, they can go to my bank, they can pay my mortgage payment, they can keep doing whatever they need to do, they can fill out certain forms for me? Who are those individuals? And so there's a huge gap that we're missing. And we have insurance for everything else. We don't like paying it, but we have it. You can't drive a car off the lot unless you have insurance. It's a just in case. That's what estate planning is. It's to close up that gap just in case something happens. It gives you that breath of fresh air that you know that you have protection. You know that you're in control, even if temporarily you're not in control. So for that single woman that has two small children, yes, she's figured out things and filled out documents if she passes away. But what happens if she just is incapable for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months to take care of her own affairs for her small children?
Wow. You know, I never thought about that. You have, you know, Deidre, I have been listening to you as long as I've been listening to myself. I think you were my first guest on The Real Deal in Real Estate.
Yes.
Almost 15 years ago. But I have never heard you say it this way. Your estate plan is your just in case. And we don't like the just in cases that are in place. We don't like the automobile insurance. We don't like, you know, these other things, but they are necessary. And here's the deal. Just in case is not planned. You never know what's going to happen.
It's never planned.
It's never planned.
So we invest on just in case all the time. You have a home. We have renter's insurance just in case something happens, just in case, you know, and we don't like it, but it's that necessary thing that you need that completes you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so interesting because, you know, I moved to California and I run an entertainment firm and I live in a, you know, very nice area. And the just in case happened. You know, we were, unfortunately, the washing machine, something happened to it and the pipes broke. And then the clothing in the closet that was attached to that wall all got damaged, mildew, you know, all of this kind of stuff. And so our just in case plan, the insurance that we had provided for us to be able to stay. Because they had to like quarantine, they had to put up plastic because when you get mold, then you have toxins in the air. And so the just in case, we never know what's going to happen. And we never know, when that just in case is going to take place. So that estate plan is necessary. So this is good, Attorney Stokes. I have another scenario. If you can just take another one for us. This one says, dear Attorney Stokes, I'm married for the second time. I have adult children and I put them all as my beneficiaries of my policies. Why do I need estate planning? This one is good. This is good.
So you have adult children and you did what? What did you do with your children again?
She has adult children. She's married for the second time and all of her children are the beneficiaries of her life insurance policies. And she's saying, why does she need estate planning?
So because now she's in this marriage with another person and it seems as though they don't have children together. And so there are always things. She has some beneficiary forms. Yes, she does. But at the same time, Lynn, guess what? That just in case period, that gap period is no longer protected. So the answer is similar. But the other piece is that the husband if she doesn't have certain things in place, it will actually trump the children in respect to what happens while she's living, meaning that she may in fact have children that are financially, you know, astute. She trusts them with whatever, and, you know, she's trained them up, and, you know, sometimes she may actually believe that they would handle my financial affairs if I became ill or I needed somebody better than my spouse. And that would not happen because he is her spouse and he would trump the children. Now, the beneficiary forms, once again, only takes place if she passes away. They only will only refer to them, but they have no control while she is living at all.
Wow.
So she definitely needs something because now she has someone, when we look at a hierarchy, who has more, I guess we can say, clout.
Yeah.
When it comes to making decisions,
yeah.
Meaning her spouse, other than her own children, and she may not want it that way. So once again, I always tell people, maintain control.
Yeah.
And so it's for those situations.
Wow. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. Go to LynnRichardson.com. Get our book, Estate Planning. You need a business plan for your finances, and it's Estate Planning. Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, we love you. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris, WVON. Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am so excited because we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. That was such a great piece of advice from Attorney Stokes. And it's actually giving me motivation to go back and take a look at what I have put into the estate planning. So I'm going to go through the booklet, Estate Planning Made Easy. Your financial brand deserves a plan. Your financial brand must have a plan. Whatever it is that you are building, there must be a plan for it to stay in place. Because here's the deal. It's easy to make money. It's not easy to keep it. It's easy to build wealth. It's not easy to maintain wealth. It's easy to get the grind and to get the bag and to get it all, but it's not easy to keep it. And more importantly, it's proven to be even more difficult to pass it on to others. So the harvest season, it's not just about what we are going to be able to harvest right now in the present, but the seeds that we are going to plant so that our children and our children's children and our heirs and our communities can harvest in the future. So what about those people who say, well, I don't have a husband, I don't have any kids, I don't have anybody, so it's just me. Let me help you understand something. If it's just you, then I think you have even more of not only an opportunity, but a responsibility to plant a seed for someone else. How do you think illnesses and wings in hospitals and schools and community centers get built? How do you think private foundations are able to give away money to advance causes? Let's just talk about diabetes for a minute. Let's talk about sickle cell anemia. You know, if these illnesses were impacting other communities as great as they were impacting my community, there will be all kinds of funds and wings and studies. All of those studies get funded by people who said, you know what, I've gone through this issue or I've gone through this problem, and I don't want my children or their children or my nieces and my nephews or my community. I want somebody else to benefit from my tragedy. I want somebody else to grow where I may have had death or destruction or whatever the case may be. I want somebody else to live better through my example. And so what they'll typically do is they'll have life insurance policies or estate plans that says, listen, if something happens to me, I don't just want this money to go down the drain. I want you to open up a a children's center. I want you to open up a cancer wing. I want you to open a community center. I want you to open a safe place for people to come to get therapy. I want you to open a home for women who are victims of domestic violence. This is what the harvest season is about. Yes, it's about making money. Yes, it's about paying your bills. Yes, it's about paying off your mortgage and becoming debt free and making sure you have a retirement plan. But it really is, you know, my sister Latrice said something to me that was so powerful. She said, you know, some people are going to wake up and the Bible says that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And some of us are going to be in a position where we didn't leave an inheritance and we're going to have some questions to answer. So I love it. I'm always so thankful for Attorney Stokes bringing the knowledge. There was another question, and she gave me some advice while we were on the break. But it says, I'm retired. I have a house and two children. I have various investments, but I filled out all of the beneficiary forms. So I am good, or am I? So here's the thing. Even if you are retired and you think that you have everything in place, it's never too premature, and you can never be too cautious to make sure that you've dotted every I and crossed every T. I can't tell you the number of people who have had their homes, they've had their assets, and they've left them to people in wills, they've written things, and after they pass on, those wills get disputed. New children emerge, or old relationships surface, people that you've never seen come out of the woodwork. And I have also seen cases where people's estates have to pay those legal expenses. And so by the time everything gets settled, there's nothing there to split. I've got a colleague right now who's a very, very successful writer in Hollywood. And someone passed on and they thought that everything was in place. And by the time they got done, they had to split it between 32 people. So everybody got like $2. So these are the things that we want to put in place. We have to stop asking ourselves, why don't we have? Why do they have? You know, why are they holding us back? Why are we being oppressed? Those are real issues. But the real questions that we have to ask ourselves is, why are we holding ourselves in bondage? Why aren't we getting to the next level? I had a call with a lady this morning because I still help people. I don't just go on television or sit on the radio and talk. I actually still help people one-on-one. If you reach out to my office, if you go to lynnrichardson.com, and if you submit the information that's necessary for me to review, I will have a one-on-one discussion. And this particular lady, I told her all of the things that she needed to do, but I didn't tell her because I was telling her. I sent her directly to the IRS website. I sent her directly to the sources so that she could see for herself, so that it was no longer about me telling her what to do. It was about her going directly to the source. And the first thing she said on the phone was, so I have a question. So she went to the source. She did what it told her to do. It gave her the answer. And then she said, well, I have a question. I said, let me tell you, do you have a question or do you have a doubt? That was the thing that I said. And that's the thing that I'm going to say to you. Do you have a question or do you have a doubt? Because I can help you answer your questions, but I cannot kill your doubts. You have to put that away yourself. I've heard people say all kinds of things. They're getting their money straight. Folks told them they're not going to be successful. People say, I'm going to spend less money. I'm going to get more money. Oh, why are you doing that? How are you going to manage things? I have heard people say, how am I going to have multiple streams of income? I already don't have enough time to do the things that I'm doing right now. That's because the stuff you're doing, you're not supposed to do. You've got to shift your mindset, but you also have to shift your activity. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. It's the bottom of the hour, so we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Harris. Don't turn that dial. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy to your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. It is the season of the harvest. The harvest is here. The time is now, and it is yours for the taking. And it's not just yours for the taking. It's yours for the planting, and it's yours for the sowing into the next phase, the next dimension. You know, I had the privilege of being able to share with my daughters that although I have an excellent legacy, Grandma B did all that she could to get me through college and to raise me, and my parents gave me the attributes that I have. You know, sometimes we complain about the things that we don't have because our parents weren't perfect or our parents didn't do whatever they were supposed to do. But if your parents did nothing else, they got you here and they gave you the attributes that you have in order to go to the next level. I know that my entrepreneurial spirit comes from my father. I know that my talkativeness comes from my mother. I know that my ability to reason and to strategize comes not only from my father, but his brothers and sisters. I know that even though I did not have maybe some of the material things and or even have two parents in the home, I am able to tap into the things that I do have. And so that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to tap into the things that you do have. What attribute do you have? Are you kind? Are you considerate? Are you a planner? Are you a thinker? Do you draw well? Do you have a great voice? Are you artistic? Are you prone to do things like engineering? Are you a doctor in the making? Are you a lawyer in the making? Are you a doctor in the making, but you decided not to go to law school? You decided to do something else with those skills. You see, the harvest means that whatever you have, that you look at it from an abundant perspective, whatever it is that you have. So, of course, none of us have everything, but everybody has something. And right now, in the season of the harvest, is the time for you to go pick up everything that you have and paint the picture for yourself that you see for your future. That's what it's about right now. We've talked about not dealing with Black Friday. We're talking about Green Friday. I've got some more stuff coming for you on that. I've got the annual New Year checkup that you're going to do with Attorney Serena Williams. I've got our real estate Lynn's List members, Monica Poland and Janaea Kennedy and Alicia Bowens, coming to bring you the strategies going into the next year, because real estate has also proven to be a great foundation for manifesting a harvest. And so, yes, there have been a lot of mistakes that people have made. There are mistakes in our family. There are mistakes that we've made. There are mistakes that we're still going to make. But right now, it's about you tapping into what you do have in order to get where you are trying to go. Of course, you know you're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And I am going to take a few more questions because I'm getting loads of people who are submitting their information online, and I'm getting lots of questions about how to start a home-based business. I'm getting lots of questions about people needing more money. Let me tell you something. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you are working every day, if you're going to your job and you go to your job and you get your check every 2 weeks and you're paying your bills and you're still struggling and you don't know what to do, let me tell you something. Start a home-based business. Start multiple home-based businesses. What do you like? Do you like cosmetics? Then go into the cosmetic industry. Do you like healthcare? Then go into the healthcare industry. Do you not want any kind of commitment to planning? Then go get an Uber job. Whatever it is, don't sit and fret. start a home-based business. As a matter of fact, put yourself in a situation where you can not only start your home-based business, but you can start to teach and educate others about what you're doing while you're doing the business. You have no idea what's in store for you until you take one step and then take another step after that, and then take another step after that. You have to be willing right now in this season to walk through the open doors. You know, I travel a lot, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. When you go to the airport and you're outside, you have to walk through the first set of doors. But it's not until you walk through the first set of doors that the second set of doors will actually open to let you in so that you can fly. So what I'm saying to you is, walk through the first set of doors. The first set of doors is just to seek the opportunity. The first set of doors is to actually take a step. When you hear something and you know it's the truth, don't deliberate. Don't sit and wait. Don't think about it. Take a step and go. And then as you take your steps, one of the things that I love that Oprah says, and I'm talking about the harvest season, I'm giving you as much as I can, but she says, don't worry about the big picture. Just make the next best decision. So if you've got 50 million things in front of you, if your house is in foreclosure, if you don't know what to do, if you can't pay your mortgage, just make the next best decision. If you can't make that mortgage payment, the next thing you could do is call the mortgage company. If the mortgage company doesn't help you, the next thing you can do is call a real estate professional. If the real estate professional can't help you, the next thing you can do is call an attorney. You might make all three of those calls. But don't think about the end before you make the next decision. Because once you make the next best decision, then the next best decision after that is the only thing that you're going to have to think about to get you to the next step. Because here's the deal. You don't know where the end is going to be. And because you don't know where the end is going to be, there's no sense in worrying about it. The only thing that you can do is take what you have right now, do the next best thing with it.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. So we have been talking about estate planning in the harvest season and the reason why people don't do their estate plans or deal with insurance and things like that is because of fear. We actually feel like doing it, walking into it. Puts us in a position of vulnerability, but the truth is it puts us in a position of power. The harvest season is not just for us, it's for those around us. But in order to get there, you've got to make the next best decision. That's the first thing. The second thing is keep the right people around you, get the wrong people away from you, and then step out on faith. You see, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Let me talk to you about power. Ephesians 3:20 says, I will bless you exceedingly and abundantly, more than you can ever ask or imagine, according to my power at work in you. The power has to be at work in you in order for it to work, you have to choose it. So it's according to, you will get the blessing. Yes, it's there, but it's according to the power that's at work in you. What is power? Power is knowing who you are. That's what power is. Power is waking up in confidence. Power is being okay with who you are not. So power is not only knowing who you are, but it's okay with knowing who you are not. I know that I am a COO. I can run companies. I can put the vision together. I can also put the systems together. But let me tell you what I'm not. I'm not the best person for customer service. Don't put me in a customer service room, because even though I love everybody, I might not act like I like them all the time. Okay. And I am okay with that. I'm okay with that. So know who you are, operate in that power, but be okay with who you are not. I know that I am a good mother. I am a great mother to my daughters. I have, but let me tell you, what I wasn't so great when I was in my 20s. I wasn't. And I am okay with that. Now, I am not saying that I am condoning not being better. I am not. But I am okay with my failures. I'm okay with not knowing what I didn't know when I didn't know it. So I'm not going to put myself through a guilt trip. And you are not going to put yourself through a guilt trip either. So that's what power is. When you have guilt, there is no power. When you have regret that stops you from moving forward, there is no power in that. So God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and then of love. What's love? Love is unconditional. Love is not contingent. And let me help you understand something. In this business called entertainment, I knew that I was called to this industry. When I made the decision to go to seminary, I went to seminary so I could help the hip hop community and VIPs and celebrities build wealth. I saw a vision, and that vision was that people who were great also needed people who were great. Let me repeat. The vision that I saw was that people who were great also needed people who were great. Let me tell you something. No matter how good you think I am at what I do, no matter how much knowledge you think I have, no matter how great this message is or any of the other messages or the podcast or the YouTube or the shows, I am not greater than the people who are around me. It's because of who they are. That's why I am. It's because of them operating in greatness. It's why I get to show up. It's because of their consistency. It's because of my husband's faith. It's because of his dependability. It's because of my children. It's because of my staff, the people who work for me. It's because they're great that I get to be great. So when you are choosing greatness, love is unconditional, because you got to love people through their own errors. You got to love yourself through your own errors. You can't say, if you don't do this, I won't love you. If you don't do that, I'm not going to be faithful. You got to be loyal in spite of. You have to stay committed in spite of. Now, it doesn't mean that you stay attached. It doesn't mean you stay attached. But it means that you serve until you no longer can. And when you no longer can serve, then when you let go with dignity. Let go. Don't sneak out the back door. I remember being in the mortgage business. And when you are in a sales business, and you may know this, whether you may be in pharmaceutical sales or real estate sales or any kind of sales, when you want to leave a company, then there are clauses and rules where you can't take the customers with you and so on and so forth. So when people are in the sales industry and they want to leave, they often sneak and do it. They don't let anybody know until the deal is already done and so on and so forth. And it was very common to come to the mortgage office one day and to find that somebody had cleaned their desk off in the middle of the night, because they did not want anybody to stop them from taking their customers and so on and so forth. Let me tell you something. Every time I left in the daytime. I remember early back in 1999, 2000, and I was working for C&I National Mortgage, and I was pregnant with my third child. And I was working from home, and I was one of the top producers. And the company, the branch manager, decided that he was leaving and he was going to Flagstar Bank. So we all packed our things and we went to the new company with him, which was in the next building across the parking lot. I got over there. I had my baby. I worked for a while, but I didn't like it there. I didn't like it. I didn't like the opportunities. I didn't like the program. So I decided I was going back to the old company. So guess what I did? I went and knocked on his door to his office and I said, listen, I'm leaving. And they actually helped me pack my things and walk them back across the parking lot. See, that's love. God does not give you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. And so you have the capacity to do it with love. And when you have power and when you have love, then you can think clearly. So if you're confused, it's because somewhere you're not operating in power, and you may not be operating in love. If you're anxious, there's a power lack someplace in your life. So I want you to live in this harvest season. I want you to think. I want you to plan. I want you to put it on paper. Write the vision so that the reader can run with it, so that you can run with it. 2020 is approaching. Go to LynnRichardson.com. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. Follow me at Lynn Richardson. Follow me at Lynn Millionaire. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020?